Hebrews 11 and 1, the Bible said, now faith, everybody say faith, is the substance of things hoped for. It's a substance. I've preached it before. It's something you can hang on to. You can feel faith, and you can feel when you've lost it. The Bible said it is the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders, talking about the ones that went before us, obtained a good report. The ones that had faith that went before us, they got a good report card. They passed. The Bible said, through faith, we understand that the worlds, talking about the universe, everything, were framed by the word of God. Amen. When the sun and the moon and the earth all line up and the world goes nuts, let me tell you, God planned it. This has been planned since day four of creation. Somebody asked me, is this the signs in the heavens that the Bible talks about? I don't know everything, but I know if there's just a little sliver of people going to get to see it, that's not it. When God shows a sign to shake this earth, everybody's going to see it. Amen. So I just say, amen. Nothing like a good educational moment to put on your little goofy glasses. Just look at what God did and then go back to what you were doing. Amen. Praise God. Through faith, that ain't what I come to preach about. I just got sidetracked. We understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear, meaning the things that you see are made of little bitty atoms and molecules that you cannot see. And we did not even know existed till just a little while ago. But the Bible says by faith, everybody say by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. Everybody say more excellent sacrifice than Cain did, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Amen. By faith Abel offered unto God, and this is what I want to preach about, a more excellent sacrifice. Amen. You think we could get a little better today? You think somebody could just forget about everything behind you? Put your blinders on. Put it in high gear. And say, I'm going to present to God. If it's the last thing I do, I'm going to present to God a more excellent sacrifice. Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's praise Him all across this house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for changing me. Thank you for helping me, God. Come on, does anybody want to be changed in the house? Anybody want to become a better you? Not a better somebody else, but a better you. Oh, do it, God. Grant it today, Jesus. Come on, in a way of worship, put your hands together for Jesus now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Amen. I want to preach about a more excellent sacrifice. Praise God. Thankful for these graphics people. They do such a wonderful job. The music, everybody, and the words, and ushers, and saints, and people that clean, and people that do everything. Thank y'all for, it takes a whole church to make a church, I think. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank you for the givers that are paying on this new building. Amen. I appreciate y'all so much. which is all of y'all. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says by faith. Everybody say by faith. Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Amen. And I don't want to wreck your theology completely, but I feel like preaching what the Lord has laid upon my heart. Amen. It appears from everything that I've studied. I've read Hebrews upside down. I've read it backwards. I've transliterated. I read different versions of it. And it sure appears that the Bible means exactly what it said. That Abel presented a more excellent sacrifice. Meaning that both sacrifices were good. I'm wrecking the Sunday school teachers right now. The Bible said Abel's was more excellent. Amen. Which means they were both probably pretty excellent or pretty good. But there was one difference between the two. And it said Abel's was better. And the reason the Bible alludes to this fact is simply that when Abel offered his sacrifice, he did it with faith. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach to the church a little while. Amen. He offered his by faith. In Greek, it would mean to faith. And it doesn't really say it was more excellent because of the content of the sacrifice. Amen. Getting kind of quiet already. But it was more excellent, the Bible says, because of how it was presented. Well, hallelujah. I've seen some people that had a lot to offer God, but they didn't know how to offer it. Amen. The book of Hebrews would describe that the man behind the sacrifice was just as important as what he was sacrificing. Well, praise God. Amen. Do y'all want to put that verse up there again so they believe what I said? Amen. According to the book of Hebrews, the giver was just as important as what was being given. I'm going to get somewhere. Amen. His spirit and his attitude and his belief and his faith in God meant as much as what he had to give God. Well, we're going to get somewhere. Hallelujah. Amen. Matter of fact, it might have even alluded to the fact that it was even more important, the man behind the offering, than the offering itself. Amen. I don't know about you, but this kind of makes me feel kind of good about myself. Amen. Amen. When I stepped into the kingdom of God, I didn't have a whole lot to offer God. There were people who had a whole lot more to give him. Amen. I stepped in as a one talent, and I'll rapture out as a one talent. But I'm thankful that God looks at more than what you give. And he also looks at who's giving it. He stood there at the treasury one day when all the rich people were going and giving their big offerings. And he looked at a little widow woman that gave everything she got, even though it was just a mite. And Jesus said, this woman has given more than everybody's given. Hey, I want to tell you, it's more than just the offering. It's more than what you can do for Jesus. It's about who you are inside when you do give it to him. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. I know that Hebrews 9 and 22 would say, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission. Amen. Two very important words that you need to remember from this scripture is one of them, almost. And the other is by the law. Amen. Cain and Abel weren't under the law. They were 2,500 years before the law. And I also know that theologians teach, it don't matter what Bible study you read, they're going to teach you that because God killed animals and put coats of skins upon Adam and Eve, that Adam and Eve would have taught their children, you've got to bring a blood sacrifice every time. And I know it may seem like that, and we presume a whole lot, but the Bible really doesn't say that. It may have happened. I'm not saying they didn't teach them, but the Bible doesn't tell us they taught them that. Amen. Praise God. And I do know that when the law arrives and you begin to read Leviticus, the second chapter, very exciting chapter, that God doesn't just accept blood sacrifices. Because I found out that God loves offerings of fine flour mingled with oil, baked in a pan, whether it's a wafer or a cake. He likes a little bit of bread every now and then too. Amen. I also read that he likes ears of corn dried by the fire. Me and him were like-minded. Even corn beaten out of full ears. And he even tells you how I want it cooked. Put oil on it. I don't know about this. Lay frankincense on it too. Amen. But then he said, this is a meat offering. Praise God. So I said all that to say that it's difficult for me to believe that the substance of the sacrifice alone was the reason it was rejected. I don't believe Cain was cursed simply because he brought the wrong stuff to church that day. And I don't believe Abel was blessed just because he brought a good pork chop or lamb chop to church that day. Especially when Hebrews would say that Abel's was more excellent. And it's quiet in here. Hallelujah. We've got to rewrite the Sunday school books before I get finished with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The more I study this Bible, the more I realize that if you ain't got faith and you don't learn how to present yourself and your prayers by faith, you're going to struggle living for God. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Amen. It is impossible to please God without faith. Amen. I don't care if you pay the new church off, and I hope you do. But if you don't do it by faith, I don't know what good it's really going to do you. I feel like preaching now. I don't know. It don't matter if you pray for healing. If you don't pray with faith, I don't know how much good it's going to do you. You can pray for God to work things out, but if you don't do it with faith, you can walk into church and begin to praise God, but if you don't praise Him with faith, hallelujah, somebody shout, the devil's a liar. So Jewish tradition would tell us that fire fell on Abel's sacrifice and it didn't fall on Cain's. But there again, the Bible doesn't really say that. It may have, I'm not saying it didn't, but we're not told that it happened. But what we are told is that the Bible said God had respect, which means if you run it through a transliterator, it means he took heed or he paid attention to Abel's sacrifice. Not just to his sacrifice. The Bible said he had respect unto Abel, the man, and his sacrifice. Which means he began to show attention to Abel and to what he was offering. And the Bible said he had no respect for the man, Cain, and his sacrifice. Which tells me you better get it all together. Hallelujah. You better make sure your sacrifice is right. But you better make sure your heart's right. Getting kind of quiet in here. Hallelujah. God began to ignore a man and his sacrifice and began to pay attention to another man and his sacrifice. Hallelujah. Can I help you for a little while? This is my burden today. Genesis 4:2, the Bible said, Abel was a keeper of sheep. Everybody say he was a keeper of sheep. It said, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Amen, I got a burden today. Some people will say, well, Cain was rejected because he should have brought a lamb. Well, who told you that? Where did you read that? It might have been, but who knows? Some people say he should have brought a lamb and he just brought of the fruit of the ground, so he wanted the easy way out. Kind of makes sense if you're just repeating what somebody else said. Amen. But if Cain, his sacrifice was no good because he wanted the easy way out and he just brought fruit of the ground. If that was the standard we use everything by, you'd have to say, well, Abel, he brought what was easy too. I was getting kind of quiet in here now. Amen. We may have to undo some things. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the truth of the matter, I was praying yesterday and the Lord just began to deal with me. Both men brought who they were. Praise God, that's what I expected. Hallelujah. They brought who they were. Cain was a tiller of the ground. That's what he was good at. That's what he did. That's how he made a living. So he gathered up who he was and brought it to the altar. Abel was a keeper of the sheep. That's who he was. That's how he made a living. That's what he was good at. So he took what he had. He took the very best, but he took what he had and he took it to church with him. So both men just took their own selves to the altar. They were different. But people are different. The Bible never tells us in Genesis why Cain was rejected. But in Hebrews, the Bible tells us why Abel was promoted, because he brought one by faith. The Bible tells us when you bring what you got by faith, well, I feel like, amen, praise God, hallelujah, amen, I prayed all day long, amen, and I just, you know what the difference was? People act like the difference was one of them was fruit and One of them was a lamb. I'll tell you the big difference. One of them was brought with faith, and the other was not brought by faith. I'll tell you the difference. Reason some people get the fire to fall on them and some people don't. This ain't going to get real deep. This is about as deep as it's going to get. You wonder why some people get a Holy Ghost breakthrough and some people don't, and you think, well, I got more to offer than they do. It ain't about what you got to offer. It's about how you're going to offer it. Hallelujah. I love all people. But one talent people got a real special place in my heart. Because that's my people. Amen. That's the ones I relate to. Amen. And when they walk in and they begin to praise God like they got five talents. When they ain't got 5 cents in the bank and they praise God like they're a millionaire. That's my people. I'll tell you who the fire's gonna fall on. It's the one that's got faith in their spirit, that knows how to present what they got to God. I tell you, the danger of thinking what you got ain't good enough. What more could you offer God than yourself? Cain brought who he was. He just didn't have enough faith to believe. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Cain can't be Abel. There's too many people trying to live an alternative life like you're trying to present an offering that you can't even offer. It's not who you are. You got to learn how to bring who you are. And you got to believe when you get there, God's going to do something. People look around and, well, I don't have a house like they got, and I don't have a job like they got. I ain't got a marriage like they got. I ain't got a prayer life like they got. And if you ain't careful, you'll bring your little offering to God and you won't even believe when you lay it down anything's going to happen. Boy, I feel Jesus backing me up right now. I come to rebuke the lies of the devil. Hey, I don't care what you got to offer God. If you'll offer yourself in faith, God will work it out. Of course, God's going to change you. Of course, God's going to change what you have to offer. Of course, 20 years later, you've got a lot more to offer God than the day you walked in the door. But 20 years later, you're still going to have the same faith. When you walk into the prayer room, you're still going to have to believe that if I give the very best that I've got, God's going to bless me too. Hallelujah. I know I'm treading, but it's all right. God's been dealing with me. I want to tell you something. If you waited till you had everything right, say God wanted a perfect spotless lamb. If you waited till you were spotless to offer, you'll never make an offering. At some point, you just got to give God what you got. I'm no different today than I was 20 something years ago when I walked through the door. The offering looks different to God, but I still got the same spirit. I'm not what I want to be. I know this ain't perfect yet, but I'm going to give you what I got today. I know what you're looking for. I know what you want. But today, this is all I am. I'm trying my best. Boy, I feel. And if you get to looking around at other people, you'll quit giving God offering. You'll quit praying when you listen to other people pray. I've told the story before. When I was a new convert in North Little Rock, I'd been there 4 months, and there was this guy that had been there 7 months. And I thought, man, I wish I'd been in church that long. Seemed like that guy had been in church forever. And I would listen to that guy pray, and I thought, man, I wish I could pray like that. So I'd just get up and walk away from that guy. I'd go to the other corner of the room. Say, God, it's me again. I need you to touch me one more time. I don't even know what words to say. I don't even know how to pray. I was raised in church and I'm a clown. I don't even know what to say. But I sure do love you, Lord. I sure am thankful. You didn't give up on me. I sure am happy. You fill me with your spirit. I sure am thankful, God, you didn't send me to a red hot hell. Hey, it wasn't perfect, but in faith I gave him all I could. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, the devil's a liar. Hallelujah. With Cain. Brought who he was. And the offering. The Bible said God did not give it respect like he did Abel's. Amen. I'll tell you something. When you sign up to live for God, you got to be willing to grow. There's going to come moments in your life. And you got to make a choice. I'm either going to get offended or I'm going to work on a more excellent sacrifice. What could have been a beautiful, teachable moment. Come here, Cain. The Bible says that God looks at him and Cain was very wroth. And his countenance had fallen. Boy, that's a sure sign right there. And the Lord said unto Cain, why are you wroth? And why is your countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Praise God. Praise God. God looks at one sacrifice and he starts paying attention to that man and his sacrifice. And the Bible said he does not pay attention to this other man and his sacrifice. If you really study the words, it's like Cain started getting ignored. Hallelujah. Praise God. Was he kind of quiet? Maybe I'll turn around and preach a while. Maybe if you feel like you're being ignored, that may not just be in your head. I've seen it happen before. I've read about it happening before. But it wasn't like God was any respecter of persons. Because he comes to the one he's been ignoring and says, why are you upset? All you got to do is do a little work. Whatever that work was. Maybe he did need to change from oatmeal to corn or from corn to lamb. We don't know. But we do know he needed to add a little faith to it. God comes to the man who's being ignored and says, hey, if you do well, if you start having church like he has church, you start believing like he believes, you're going to be accepted just like he's accepted. You're going to start feeling God just like he feels God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's opportunities that God gives people. Hey, if things ain't going like you want them to go, it ain't God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he liked back then, he still likes today. I didn't think anybody would run the aisles, but amen. I want some people to get a more excellent sacrifice. Hallelujah. How do you do this? Well, first of all, you got to have an ear to hear what thus saith the Word of God. If the Word of God can't change you, a solar eclipse ain't going to change you. Hallelujah. He didn't choose solar eclipses to save those which believed. Bible said he chose the foolishness of preaching. He wanted somebody to stand before you on Sunday morning and tell you, hey, it's time to work on a more excellent sacrifice. I don't know what was missing. I don't know if he didn't put enough oil on it or if enough frankincense or the grill was too hot. Or maybe we do know he didn't put no faith with it. Amen. And when you don't put faith with stuff, you're just going through the motions. Amen. This is a praying church. Amen. I believe prayer can do anything. But at the same time, I know prayer will do nothing if you don't believe it when you pray it. Come on, the Bible said you got to believe it. It said you got to speak it. Amen. Speak to the mountain. You know what that is? That's opening your mouth and saying, hey, mountain. Hey, mountain. Get out of my way. But when you say it, when you say it, you got to believe something's going to happen. You pray for healing. If it don't happen today, don't let it waver your faith.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Jesus tells a story about an unjust judge and the woman that goes and knocks on his door. He says, leave me alone. She goes home and says, wait till tomorrow, buddy. I'm going to be right back in the same footprints, knocking with the same hand on the same door. And he says, leave me alone. I'll leave you alone for the rest of the day, but I'll be back tomorrow. And Jesus tells the story. This ain't Jimmy Swaggart's story. This is Jesus' story. He said, even the unjust judge will get tired of somebody knocking on their door and give them what they want. How much more? How much more? He said, would the God of heaven give his children what they want? Even though he bear long with them. I tell you, if you know this word of God, praise God. Amen. Well, the fire ain't failed yet. Just keep working on it. It may be, there may be something down deep in your heart. Amen. Maybe God don't want your apples. Maybe you're bringing him something a little bit different. Amen. If we're the bride of Christ, you ought to want to please him. And if you please him, you ought to say, God, show me what you want. Come on, the bride will say, what does it take to please you? What could I do to make you happy? Praise God. And you just start working on your sacrifice. Maybe you're just a doubter. Maybe you're a doubting Thomas. What do? You just work on yourself. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing. Amen. Well, you need to be at church every time the doors open. Amen. You need to hear the word of God preached. Because in the word of God, that's when faith is triggered. Amen. Have you ever noticed when you have church on Monday, and it's like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's a long time till you have church. You notice how it's kind of like a drag, trying to get started again. Amen. I think we're to have church every day. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to go viral or anything. We're not adding any services, but we're not getting rid of any either. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So it comes down to the man. Amen. How are you going to deal with how God deals with you? Well, seems like old Brother Abel's the one getting the blessings. Amen. First of all, you can't compare yourself among yourself. And God deals with everybody in different ways. And that's why we all got different DNA. Because he's going to deal with everybody differently. We'd all been clones if he wanted to just, you know, whatever. But he deals with people on different levels. But you got to be willing to take the correction of God. You got to be willing to take what may feel like I'm being ignored. Like everybody else seems like they're getting blessed, but I don't know why I'm not getting blessed. And I don't know why it's going. Amen. And it's like you have to make up your mind. It's a very critical place. It's dangerous when you feel like maybe God has stepped back from you or you can't feel him like you did. That's a real dangerous place because God gives him like an ultimatum. He says, come on, Cain, if you do well, you're going to be accepted. But it's not like you can just linger where you're at. He said, but if not, he said, sin lies at the door. You know what that means? I never even put this together. Something's going to get you. Amen. Amen. Just the same thing the Lord spoke to me years ago. If you don't pray, something will get you. Amen. And I preach to this church, if y'all don't pray, something will get you. I don't want nothing to get me. Amen. I want to live in the blessings of God. Amen. But
Whatever happened, Cain just, I don't know. It just wasn't right. It was just, it wasn't exactly how God wanted it. And Cain, you had to make a decision. I would say it like this. You either got to get better, or if you ain't careful, you're going to get bitter. And that's the place Cain's feet were. And it wasn't like the decisions that Cain's going to make is just going to affect him. It's going to affect everybody in his family. You begin to read about Cain years later, his great-great, I think, grandson, Lamech. He just killed a man. Just killed a man like it was nothing. Where did you get that, Lamech? I don't know. I know where you got it. Your grandpa was a killer. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. You know, the decisions we make are generational. Hallelujah. People think, well, I just ain't gonna. I'm a tiller of the ground. That's who I am. That's who I'll always be. Well, we don't have that choice. We bring who we are, but then you got to let God start fine tuning, taking some of your DNA out, changing the person that you are. You know, praise God. I felt the Holy Ghost speak to me. Cain, you could have made a good decision. Come here, Abel. Praise God. Come here, Abel. Praise God. He could have come down here and sat him down and said, look, bro, tell me what you're doing. Because, like, Jewish tradition said the smoke from Abel's fire went up and God pushed the smoke from Cain's down into his face. I don't know. The Bible don't say all that, but you know. But anyway, I'm sure it hurt, whatever it was. And he had a decision. He could have went over to his brother and said, hey, bro, you saw what I... You see what I'm doing? Let's talk about this. How did it happen for you? I want God's favor. I want the anointing of God. Tell me how you got it. He could have done that, or his other choice was, I know how to make sure God don't anoint you. I'll kill you. I know how I ain't got to worry about him no more. I'll remove him. Of course, we don't kill people, you know, like they did, but we try to. Usually we kill people with our mouths. Hallelujah. It's a choice. I want to tell you, God spoke to me. You can be seated. I want to stress you out. Stressful up here, ain't it? When all the people are looking at you. Especially the way they're looking right now. Praise God. So it was a choice. I can either figure out why Abel's blessed, get the secret, become like that. If it's a lamb, bless God, I'm going to do it. If all I got to do is believe, or I can make sure God don't anoint him. I read this scripture, and it may be a message, and I may preach it someday, and I may not. I may preach it right now. In 2 Samuel, the Bible said, and there was a long war, and the house of David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. And the Lord spoke to me, jealousy will always lose. Praise God. Amen. You know what my prayer is? My Lord, it's already 12:03. Time flies when you're having fun. You know what my prayer is? I'm looking for the day when Cain and Abel can lock arms, and they don't have different sacrifices, and they don't have different wavelengths. They all got the same. You know what I think it happened one time? It was in a little room in Jerusalem on a day called Pentecost. There was disciples who didn't like each other before. They were always saying, hey, God, I want to be on the right hand. I want to be your favorite, God. Don't let him be. The whole time he's preaching and helping, they're fighting over who's going to be the greatest. You know what that is? It was the Cain and Abel. Same spirit, just tug of war. There come a day, something just clicked. And they figured out, James and John ain't my enemy no more. Praise God. They my brothers. Come on, brother. Hallelujah. He's looking at me like that. Praise God. Give me that look. And all of a sudden, there was a day he quit giving me that look. Smile at him. They were all in an upper room. They used to be jealous of one another. They used to want to figure out who was going to get to preach on Sunday. Who was going to be greatest in the kingdom. But all of a sudden, they figured out, hey, we're waiting on a promise. And they all locked arms, started praying together, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they were all, everybody say all. All of them sacrifice was right. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. All of a sudden, everybody around want to know what was going on. I'm glad Brother Aaron was preaching about unity this morning. Amen. The disciples who were so divided, all of a sudden they got the Holy Ghost. The fire fell on them. I know that for a fact. And they stand up. And all those people are around thinking, what on earth is going on? And the Bible says Peter stood up with the 11. Come on, give me 10 more men up here. Praise God. Come on, y'all. I don't know. I watched that play, and I think they had 15 disciples the other night. I don't know. Praise God. That's all. Come on, y'all. I need some men. Praise God. I ain't got no more than that. Praise God. Is that enough? Hallelujah. Praise God. And Peter stood up with the 11. They weren't all like, no, he didn't say that. No, hang on. No. Can I have the microphone? Peter began to preach, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. They weren't. weren't standing behind him going. They were going. Yeah, that's what you got to do. And when they all got together, 3,000 men got the Holy Ghost. Stand together with me. Lift your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Urahasa. Hallelujah. Haraba. Come on, prayer warriors, lift your voice. Come on, I wish the people would say, I'm not where I want to be yet. I got a made up mind. I got a made up mind. I want that fire to fall. Haramota. Yaramos. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, just bring what you got. Just bring who you are. If you'll do it in faith, God's gonna work it out. Yay, Lord. Yay, Lord. Yay. Yay. Yay, 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 yay. Come on, I feel the Spirit of God. Ooh, yes, Lord. Come on. Mold me, God. Shape me, God. If I messed up, help me get it right. Oh, purify me, Lord. Cleanse me, oh God. Come on, find somebody and help them pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, the fire is going to fall on somebody. Come on, Holy Ghost.